Folks, this is the time of the show where we go out across the world and we find someone who's made a difference, has written a book, or is making a difference currently. And if you've ever been on a computer, which who hasn't these days, and if you've heard of something called social media, which is a way where you can express your feelings and see what other people are doing, you can also get yourself in a lot of trouble. So we're going to go to Maria Mattarelli, and she's an expert agile coach and technology specialist. She's been on CBS, Fox, NBC, and ABC. Going to ask her about how you can tweet yourself out of a job. Maria, welcome in.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Now, this is the headline I got, is how to tweet yourself out of a job. And that's why we wanted to get you on right away, because a lot of people are on social media. Not only can you tweet yourself out of a job, you may get a visit from the special agents for the government there, because Secret Service, if you say something wrong about a political candidate, many times you get on that radar screen, don't you?
Yeah, you know, there's quite a few strong opinions being shared out there these days.
You know, we call them keyboard warriors. A lot of times you're typing away, but you don't realize everyone can, once you press that send button, even if you try to delete it later on, many times there's a record of what you said, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that this can all be summed up very well in a quote I saw online. And it said, "I fundamentally changed all of my beliefs on, you know, my political and religious beliefs based on the post that I saw on your Facebook wall. Said no one ever." So how often are we really like swaying people to fundamentally change their beliefs based on what we're saying? I would love to see us come together more. I would love to see people not be so opposing on views, because so many times it's the silliest things that are just blown out of proportion.
You know what I find myself doing, by the way, folks, we're talking to Maria Mattarelli, and she is an expert on the technology here we call social media. But what I'll do these days when I'm online reading an article, instead of reading the whole article, I'll just go down to the comments. It's a war zone down there in the comment lines.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. And it's interesting because, yes, the keyboard warriors love the comments. And it's almost a 50-50 split at times. You know, in fact, you know, you have so many different views. And my question here is, what's being accomplished?
Yep.
When you have those, that back and forth, I feel like it's people blurting things out, but not really being receptive to listening. And it goes back to the statement of most people, the problem today with communication is that people don't really listen. They just wait for their turn to talk.
But someone who has a job, and maybe they're tweeting away, or they're on Facebook or whatever during work hours, or even not even during work hours, but they're saying things that are politically charged or are drawing attention negatively to their company, they can put themselves in a lot of danger as far as losing the job, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. And it's so much deeper than just your current job. It's your employability. And, you know, even people will say, oh, I have privacy settings set, or, you know, I only have certain people following me, other people can't see it. But what might not always be at the forefront of our minds is that things can be shared, screenshotted, tweeted, retweeted, and shared in an instant. And that's what going viral is all about, is one message that gets shared over and over in a fraction of seconds.
Yeah. You have to be careful, don't you?
Well, first of all, good play. That's hilarious. And yes, you are so right. So what I think that some people might not know is that whether you have your own company or if you work for someone else, you still have a brand. And how do you want people to see you that are around you?
There's positive and negative ways you can use it, just like any other tool. And that's why I think people need to pay attention to that and really embrace it. I mean, like you said, there are ways people can maximize the benefit of being on social media. And you don't have a home. You travel the world on one-way tickets. I thought that was amazing. The internet is your home, basically, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is. I've been homeless for almost 3 years. Places I've been, Sweden, Vancouver, Morocco, Istanbul, Shanghai, Dominican Republic, all over the world. I was just in L.A. yesterday, in Atlanta today. And yeah, I want to inspire people and to show businesses how to work better. And it's truly been quite the adventure.
My wife would want to know where you leave all your shoes.
Sadly, I have abandoned many. I do have one storage unit left a few hours south of Chicago. And I currently have three pairs on me. One pair of flip-flops, one pair of heels, and another pair of sandals. And it's an interesting thing because I used to have hundreds of pairs of shoes. And they were adorable. And my favorite were the 5-inch heels with sling back peep toes. And, you know, the challenge is that what I realized was that having all that stuff didn't make me happy, and it didn't get me to where I wanted to go. And, you know, just a last inspirational thought to share here. What I found is that when I started selling my things and went on the road and started like pursuing my passion and just traveling and working with other companies, other people, like that's where I found real fulfillment and being able to do something bigger and better than just working in the same place, doing the same thing every day.
Yeah. Well, it makes a lot of sense. And folks, really be careful with social media, but you can harness that power and turn it into a positive. Maria, thanks for your time today.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Folks, if you joined this interview late and want to hear it again in its entirety, you can always go to financialsafari.com and click on that As Heard on the Show icon. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
An investor's tolerance for risk is highly personal and therefore emotional. To keep your feelings from overwhelming logic when managing risk in your portfolio, just apply the rule of 100. Best-selling author Coach Beat says, quite simply, you take 100 and subtract your age. The number left is the amount of your portfolio you should expose to risk. The rule of 100 is a great tool, but it's no substitute for advice from a trusted financial coach.